This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
It's Charlene and Ellie here from the Home or Drink podcast, and sometimes we tend to compare our lives to others.
I know social media definitely does that for me. You also hear the phrase, comparison is the thief of joy, and it is so true. Therapy can help you focus on what you want instead of what others have, so you can start living your best life.
I don't know how many times I've said therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
I literally, every dilemma comes in. There's nothing that you can't go to therapy for. Like, it just can help every problem you have.
There's no specific one thing that you have to go for.
Yeah, and I think people think you only have to go for like these huge dramatic things in your life, but it can be just comparing yourself online. True. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Our listeners can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/HMD. That's betterhelp.com/HMD. Go loud. Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit more
spicy.
Why
is it spicy?
Less restricted in what we say than our main episode. And today's episode is very kindly sponsored by Primark or Pennies, which is your one-stop shop for holiday packing this summer.
We love. Charlene posted a massive, was it a reel that you posted of the bikinis? Or were they pictures?
Oh, pictures. Yeah, pictures? Yeah, yeah. Oh my God.
Stunned.
They're so nice.
Stunned. I picked up a few from Miami. The collection that they have in there at the minute.
It's giving slay.
It's giving major slay.
Yeah, it's all like, but there's something for everyone. There's like real bright colours, then there's like khakis and stuff.
Yeah, I got a lovely olive bikini and like these like olive.
Oh, I know. The
linen shorts.
The marbly really. Ones kind of, or no?
No. Oh. Just plain. Plain olive with a big like buckly thing in the middle.
Oh, strapless?
Yeah.
Oh, I got that one.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm wearing it under the white cover.
Did you?
Yeah.
And all the sandals, I'm obsessed with those flat sandals. Zoe put them on actually because I brought like 3 pairs with me to New York.
Which ones?
Do you know the ones that they're just literally flat sandals, but they come in every colour with like the big.
Oh, yes, I do know them. Yeah,
big,
yeah.
Like thing on your
going across.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I brought them away with me in lemon and in red. And then I also have that diamond pair that I love.
Are they really comfy?
So comfy. Zoe put them on. She was like, oh my God. She's like, no wonder you've been wearing these all week.
They're proper cushiony.
Like. Yeah. The bottom of it is like.
The older I get, the more comfy I want to be at all times.
Oh my God. That's the literal definition of getting older.
I know.
Comfortable.
And I'm always, I'm like, planning what jackets I'll wear for stuff. I'm like, when did I ever plan jackets? I was just driving on. But no, Penny City has everything. Luggage, your packing cubes, your
jewellery. Jewellery is slaying lately.
Honestly, slaying. The makeup.
Yeah, I got massive makeup bits
yeah,
in there.
I got, what did I get? I got a little SPF skincare thing. And then
still need to get that glow balm stuff that everybody's talking about. I need to try that.
We have to do a tester.
Yeah.
Make sure to pop into your local Penny's store to check out all the gorgeous bits from the latest summer collections or see what's in store beforehand with their online stock finder. Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that's happened to us, something we're annoyed about, just so, like anything that just pees us off.
Pees us off.
Don't we're allowed to curse on this. Pisses us off. We want to ask you as well for your rants. So if you have any, send them into our email address. It's homeordrink@growloudnow.com or you can follow us on Instagram, which is homeordrinkpod. My rant of the week, I kind of have two. One's just a tiny one. Go. One is when like you find a hair in your mouth.
Oh.
I know it's not a rant, but just something that annoyed me today.
Did it?
I just hate it. It makes me feel so sick.
Your own hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just hate it.
How do you feel about hair in your food? I think it depends on how hungry
depends
I am.
On how or like where in the food it was. What kind of hair it is.
Okay.
What colour.
Okay.
Probably as well. Because you probably wouldn't see a blonde one, so you see it anyway.
True.
Whereas if something is looking like a pube, I'm not eating it.
Mm.
It doesn't matter if I'm in a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, if it's giving curly pube. No.
Imagine all the stuff we've eaten by accident in the years.
Apparently we eat spiders in our sleep.
I suppose. 8 spiders a year? That can't
be real.
Is that
true?
Sure, you wake up with some remains in your.
Like.
Or also, you get woken up by the spider in your mouth.
Yeah.
I like know, obviously, sometimes we deep sleep, but not everyone is in a coma state. Like.
Like, is it one of those little midget ones that's literally the size of a freckle?
Yeah. Oh, fuck no. Anyway, my main rant of the week is men catcalling.
Oh, did you get catcalled?
No, actually not recently, but I just was in the way and I was thinking about it. It just pissed me off.
Yeah.
We don't want to be catcalled by men.
It's sick.
We don't think it's funny. We don't think
it's not attractive. It's like, not, yeah.
No.
You're not going to be like, ooh, time.
And it's even worse when they're like beeping and they're by themselves. Mm. That's fucking weird.
Like, what do you expect to happen?
I just think, and like when I think back to getting a catcall in your school uniform and all.
Like, in
it makes me feel sick.
That's a bit creepy though. Like,
I know.
In your school uniform.
But like, we're so, it's so fucked up how conditioned we are for that to be normal. Because I think about it, like, we've never, you never are with a fella when you're being catcalled. So men have never experienced it at all.
No.
Do you get me? They don't know how much of a problem it is because they're never there. Mm. Like, you don't get catcalled when you're with your fella.
No.
Or like, with a boy friend. So like, they've never experienced how bad it is.
Like, yeah. They don't know the feeling. Like.
Yeah. It's not, I've never felt nice getting catcalled. Like,
I've never been like, dang.
You feel hurt. You feel like,
I feel icky. Like.
Yeah. And you could be wearing literally a fucking sack.
Anything.
They're
yeah.
literally like, whoa.
Go on. Beef and all.
I hate it.
No.
That's my rant.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My one, I don't know if I'm allowed to rant about.
Oh.
Well, no, not that it's bad. It's just, I'm just ranting about the price of dog food. I love my dog, but the man eats better than me, it seems, because I bought his dog food yesterday and it cost me €120. Is this man eating in...
For how long?
Michelin
No, honestly. Nooser egg.
Like, what? Egg. Now, it's a 13 kg bag, but like...
How long does that last? No,
oh, he's a horse.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He eats, what, 1 kg a day, or is it?
€120. I nearly had a fit. And we all kind of take it in turns at home. It's like, right, who got it the last time? And like, we'll take it in turns to buy it. Like, and yesterday I was there, I was with my mum.
Need a dog food collab.
Hello.
Hello.
Royal Canine. I was with my dad and Cuiva. And my dad was like, who got it last time? And I was like, I did, but I was like, I don't mind. I get it again, it's grand. And so we made a deal in the car. I said, right, I'll buy the dog food if you get the McDonald's. He said, perfect, I'll do it straight away. I said, you couldn't have said yeah any quicker, could you?
Because of how much.
Yeah.
How long will that last?
3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
Was that good? I don't know.
No. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Think
but
about that. That's like over a grand a year. Sorry. Yeah, well over a grand a year. And just food. And that's not even his bones or nothing.
I just felt a bit thick. I was like,
Price for everything though.
Is gone extortionate. What's happening?
What are coffees like these days? They're bad.
Like, oh my God, you get down for 2 coffees and you're talking like 2 coffees and 2 protein balls or something, say. You're talking £15, like. Yeah.
That's a whole meal.
Yeah. It's really spenny. Not good.
Everything's just going up.
I don't like it.
I even feel like the food shops and all that I do, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I bought 2 things, like €50.
I don't do a food shop, but I would probably go ham on a food shop and spend so much.
Yeah. Bad.
No, so there's my rant.
€120.
My poor dog. Love you, Bob, but Jesus
Christ.
Must
be the cream of the crop foods.
I think Royal Canine's a good one.
Yeah.
I think.
I used to give my dog the one, you'd put water on it, it would turn into gravy.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. It was from that, what's that brand? The dog brand.
Pedigree?
Yeah, maybe it was.
Yellow one, is it?
No, it was a box. Was like a shape. It was like loads of outlines of dogs on the box.
Aww.
Red, I think.
He likes Bakers every now and again.
Oh, maybe no, it wasn't Bakers.
No, but maybe Royal Canine is the.
Do you ever see people feed their dog like proper raw food?
Yeah. We used to feed Taylor raw food. It would come in this tube. Ugh. Sorry. Oh my God, it makes me feel sick. We used to buy these tubes of like raw lamb or raw like. Just raw meat, yeah, and we'd freeze them at home. And then, like, you take one out and thaw it, and you squeeze it into the bowl, and it used to make me so sick. The smell. Oh.
But do you see the ones where they put, like, a duck head?
Yeah, I see that on TikTok
and all. They crack 2 eggs, and they have, to, like, all these grooves in the plate, so the dog has to take ages to get.
Yeah, it's slow eating, like.
Yeah.
Smell your dog's breath, though.
The smell of it.
Imagine.
But I think it makes a shiny coat, doesn't it, when they have loads of good...
Well, Bobby has sardines in his dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, and he has a beautiful coat.
No, I don't know if I like sardines or anchovies, which one it is.
I like the smell of it.
Just anchovies in Caesar salad dressing.
I only found that out recently. Yeah. That, like, why did I never know that?
And when I was on the 6 o'clock show that day, the chef at the end of it was making a pasta sauce, and she added in just a few anchovies and like muddled them up, but like it gives like an umami flavour or something, she said.
What the heck is umami?
I don't know. I think it means,
but it
like,
sounds nice. Yeah.
And it was delicious. Was like, it? Yeah, really nice. You wouldn't think it was fishy, like it was just like a nice,
maybe it just gives like a little undertone of
that pasta she made was lovely.
Was it?
Yeah. It was like mainly veg, but then like topped with a bit of ham. It was like she wanted to change the.
Ooh.
Usually it's like all that meat's in all it. All meat, topped with a bit of veg, but it was all, really nice.
Really nice.
If I Was You is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't really sit on the fence. We can't give you like, or maybe if, like, we give you very to the point.
Cutthroat, is that what it's called?
Yeah, cutthroat. We kind of give it, we give it anyway, but we're not allowed at all to sit on the fence.
No.
On this.
Okay.
So all these have sent into our email address, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is the only way we take in suggestions for the segment. So not through DMs and not through anything else. So just the email address, and we always keep them anonymous. So today's If I Were You is, there's this one girl who I'll be friendly with, never overly close, but in the same friend group, so still friends. Anyways, out of nowhere, she just started to not like me and plan things with our friends and not include me. We've been out together in a group setting, and she's literally made me feel like shit. My head literally can't take anymore. What advice do you have? Do I say something or just keep ignoring it and say nothing? Love the pod and love yous both. You are both smashing life. Be so proud of yourself.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, that's so
thank
nice.
You. Thank you.
It's giving, she's intimidated by you. Like, jealous of you, like.
Yeah.
Like, just wanting to not include you because.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Like, she's doing that for, to make herself feel better, I think.
Yeah, or she wants, like, them friends to herself.
Yeah.
And doesn't want, greed, or maybe wants to make you feel excluded.
Mm. Like, how do you bring that up in a conversation? What do you say, like?
But also, are your other friends not being like, oh, well, are we not inviting? Do you know what I mean? It's kind of a thing for all of them. And more so her, because she's making the plan. But if my friend made a plan, I'd be like, oh, he's going. And if someone wasn't going, I'd be like, why
aren't they going? Yeah. I wonder, could you say it to your friends first, maybe? Like, come here, if so-and-so is making plans. Well, then, like, you also don't want a pity invite.
No,
either.
You don't. No, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't want, I'd rather take no invite over a pity invite.
Why don't you say to her, I would go straight to her, wouldn't you, go to the friends?
Yeah.
Like, maybe say it in like a normal, like, you don't start a fight. You could be like, oh, let me know next time you're going to something, something. I would have loved to come.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, instead of, why aren't you inviting me?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good way of going at it.
And see what she says about that.
I think she's,
but she is being a bitch, so.
Bitch.
She might have something bitchy to say. Maybe actually you do ask your friends first. Just be like, do you think it's weird that, let's call her Aoife.
Why do I want to say Rachel?
Or Anya. I don't know. I was thinking an A name. Anya. So Anya, do you think it's weird that Anya isn't inviting us? Or inviting me?
Yeah.
Or have you noticed how Anya's just making plans without me? Like, do you think that's weird?
Like, I wonder, does she just see it on like social media or something that they're all hanging out?
Yeah.
She's not there.
I know.
I'd be so sad.
I know. So I think say it to Anya and say it to your friends, and if they're like, oh my God, yeah, what the fuck, maybe they can be like, okay, next time she suggests something, we'll say it to her and see.
Yeah, see what
and
she
see
says.
What she says. And I think from then, if she's like, oh no, or something, then you can be like, here.
That's a good one, actually, yeah, because you'll get the vibe off your friends. They might get an inkling off bitch on you.
Yeah.
Why she won't invite you.
But they're also being shit for not including you as well, because it's not only up to the person who makes the plans, I feel like.
True, yeah.
Do you know? You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And then the same for If I Was You, you can send in your dilemma and we can hopefully help you with some advice. New episodes of Home I Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. Thank you to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you so much.
I love you. I need to go in actually soon.
Yeah, I'm going away tomorrow. I need to go in.
Yeah.
Socks and
what time
jacks.
Do you fly?
Like 4 or something.
Oh,
it's late. Yeah. Right. Thank God.
Yeah, it's a nice time. So make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening on to this right now. Talk to you soon, birds.
Talk to you soon.
We love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.